This is KUT. The city of Austin is lifting its ban on free disposable plastic bags at grocery and convenience stores. That's in response to a state Supreme Court ruling against a similar ban in Laredo. So what comes next for Austin now that the bag ban has been banned? To figure it out, KUT's Mose Bushell went out to do a little shopping.
But first, I met up with Rick Kofer. He was one of the people who spearheaded Austin's bag ban. He made a little prediction about how things will pan out now that the rule is gone.
In Austin, where people shop their environmental values, I think large retailers are going to continue the policy of not giving away single-use plastic bags for free.
But he said convenience stores, that's where you might start seeing the bags again. To test the theory, I recruited trusty KUT intern Daniel Collins. Hi, Daniel.
Howdy.
He went to some convenience stores. I went to the groceries. First stop, HEB. No disposable plastic bags there. The company says it will thoughtfully evaluate the issue to ensure we're making the best decisions for our customers and the communities we serve. Next stop, Randall's. Also no disposable bags. Randall's has released a similar statement to HEB's. Fiesta Mart, no disposable bags, but they did not get back to me about a policy shift. I called a few other grocery stores that also said they were staying with the current reusable bag policy, at least for now. Meanwhile, Daniel had visited five convenience stores. And Daniel, what did you find at one of them?
I found this.
That sounds like and looks like a disposable plastic bag.
You'd be right.
So what to make of all this? Well, when it comes to convenience stores, the answer might be in the name. Disposable plastic bags may be bad for the environment, but they are convenient. That's why Rick Kofer thinks we'll see more of them at those shops. Why there, but not at the big grocery chains?
Large retailers are going to do what they think is best for the bottom line in a particular market.
We don't know how much Austin stores have made off the reusable bag sales, but bag rules in other cities have generated millions of dollars for stores. Right now, the HEBs and Fiestas must be wondering if they want to give that revenue up when they're operating in a town that's asking them not to. Mose Bushell, KUT News.